How much value do you bring to your applicants? Recruiting professionals sell two things, trust and value. Trust is like gold during the recruiting process. Value, on the other hand, can make the cost of joining the Air National Guard appear less and less after the decision has been made to commit. Having said that, let us ask you, how much value do you bring to your applicants? Let's review what value is in the first place. Value is clearly a perception. It's not necessarily an absolute. We have a formula that states value equals perceived benefits over perceived price or perceived emotional cost. Again, value equals perceived benefits over perceived price or perceived emotional cost. When applicants perceive they are going to get more from the benefits they will receive from the Air National Guard than what they have to give up when joining the Air National Guard, they see value. When they see fewer benefits than what they're going to have to give up to join the Air National Guard, they don't see value. And no value equals no accession. So, the big question really is, are recruiters the reason why applicants join the Air National Guard? Or are they sometimes nothing more than the facilitator or the coordinator of the enlistment or commissioning process? And if that's the case, can they really be the one critical reason why someone makes a decision to join? How often are the recruiters the very reason why an applicant doesn't commit? And should recruiters be seen as an added expense to the recruiting process or the central reason for the decision to join itself? Now, answer these questions. How much value do you, as a recruiter, bring to your applicants? Are you seen as something that's part and parcel of the Air National Guard recruiting opportunity that brings valuable information or knowledge? Or are you just a conduit that processes the paperwork? Here's the bottom line. What must a recruiter do to be 100% sure their applicants feel they really bring something to the party and that they're not just a processor? Here are 5 tips recruiters should do regularly to enhance the value they bring to the recruiter-applicant relationship. First, do your homework. Invest time to learn as much as you can about your applicant before you have your first face-to-face appointment. Furthermore, don't show up with erroneous information or preconceptions about what this applicant is interested in. Instead, come armed with valuable insights into your applicants. For example, before you meet face-to-face, how much can you learn about their current occupation and place of employment, their current school if they are a student, and academic major if they are in college or a vocational training school, their previous military affiliation, either as a service member or dependent, their family members and marital status, how they heard about the Air National Guard opportunity, why they agreed to meet with you in the first place, their time frame for making a decision, their tentative qualifications, particularly physical and moral, anything else other people can tell you about the applicant, especially if this person is a referral. Again, try to come armed with all of this before you ever meet face to face. Second, don't waste your applicant's time. Get to the issues as quickly as your applicant chooses to do so. Know why you're there. Avoid unsolicited small talk on your part and tell the applicant why you're there and what you want to accomplish by issuing a statement of intention and primary bonding statement. Third, pre-prepare a list of questions. The questions should be related to problems, goals, objections, timeframes, needs, and dreams. And while you do that, be sure you record the answers. Pay attention and don't interrupt. Ask the right penetrating questions that position you as a problem solver, advocate, career counselor, and Air National Guard expert. Fourth, recommend the correct solution. Don't become a carny pitch person. You know, the person you see at the carnival selling the slicer and dicer and speaks more words per minute than any other human being on earth. Instead, present solutions, answers, and compelling reasons to commit that relate solely to that particular applicant's stated and unstated needs. Fifth, let the applicant buy the Air National Guard recruiting opportunity. Don't believe you have to pressure an applicant to get them to commit. Instead, always remember that applicants join the Air National Guard for their reasons, not yours. In today's recruiting marketplace, your applicants do have other choices. On the other hand, if you pressure your applicants, they may initially say yes, but don't be surprised if they change their mind and back out after they leave your office. Ironically, they may still have an interest in joining the Air National Guard, but not if they have to process through you. So, what must you do to absolutely guarantee you communicate value to your applicants? Here's a first step. Don't presume they'll automatically know the value you bring to them. See, lots of times recruiters presume, well, people ought to know the value of joining the Air National Guard. We advertise the benefits. Well, that's not the case. You have to communicate it to them. So, let's take a look at three simple strategies you can put into place. All three are clearly strategic in nature. The first 5 points we discussed were very tactical. For those 5 things, you have to think operationally as you're presenting your recruiting opportunity. And there's a difference between strategy and tactics. So, let's take a look at the macro strategy here, okay? 3 components. First, position yourself correctly. Do all you can to ensure you seize the right posture within the recruiting territory you serve. Do you want to be seen as a military expert, advocate, problem solver, or a career counselor? Whatever your goal, choose it very carefully, very wisely, and then master it. And this can be done in your prospecting and marketing efforts to position yourself before you ever get in front of the applicant. Now, the applicants who are interested in having someone deliver those things are the ones you'll be able to work with more effectively because you have become a value-added component to the recruiting opportunity. You see, they will commit because of you, not in spite of you. The second strategy, maintain your presence. Don't be the master of the hit-and-run or transaction recruiting world. Develop relationships with applicants, influencers, associations and organizations, employers, advocacy groups, and community organizations. Third, strive for applicant and influencer visibility. Now, visibility means that it's not out of sight, out of mind, but you're constantly gaining top-of-mind consciousness with your applicants and influencers. It also means you have to become somewhat anticipatory. Learn to master an in-depth understanding of your applicant's problems and new directions, and then you need to be there with thoughtful, effective solutions. Become their partner and their ally in helping them move closer to their goals, and you will become invaluable to them. 5 tactics and 3 strategies to guarantee you will be seen by your applicants as a valuable resource, not just a processor, an inconvenience, or an impediment. The difference will be worth its weight in gold to both you and your applicants.